You're listening to the F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors House to Home Show on WGCL, proudly sponsored by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington and Panama Property Service. Make one call for your home improvement needs. Call Panama Property Service, PPS, at 812-369-9696. And now, your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello, and welcome back to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin. My co-host is Brian Thompson. And today, our guest is Todd May with Smithville Fiber. Welcome back, everybody.
Back.
Good to be here.
Before the break, I gave my unsolicited testimonials about how wonderful Smithville is, mm-hmm. as well as talked a little bit about the Giga City concept, and right, I love right. that. I think that's awesome. And basically, you're telling people that what it means is we're fast.
Faster. Yeah, the internet is the internet speeds that we're providing on fiber is better than our competition mm-hmm. can do. And that's really the key is people want to be able to do the things, whether it's a connected home, whether it's their kids' homework, whether it's shopping for Christmas, mm-hmm. whatever the case may be. And more, you know, there's this huge document called the Internet of Things talking right. about how things are becoming more and more connected on the internet. Mm-hmm. And the thing that we hear more and more is the connected home. And mm-hmm. The security that Smithville security that we do is not just about providing fire protection or theft protection, but it's right. connecting the home. Mm-hmm. People utilize it to know whether or not they close their garage door
right.
Or lock their front door. Clearly they're able to protect their home and their possessions mm-hmm. and that sort of thing. And a lot of the statistics talk about a connected home, the response from first responders. If you have a security system, it is significantly quicker for first responders to get there versus one that's not connected. And the reason being is that everything flows through the internet. Mm-hmm. And if something goes off, if the fire alarm goes off, if the burglar alarm goes off, whatever, it notifies the first responders quicker. And so it's just really all about staying connected to what matters, whether you're a business and you need to be connected to your customers, whether right. you need mm-hmm. to be connected to other stores, other facilities, or whether you're a resident and you need to be connected to your home and to your kids and know what's happening with your home when you're not there. And that's right. really, really super important.
Well, and I can see how first responders would really like it because you are getting there faster. So right. you're probably, I mean, insurance companies probably like it too just because, the damage isn't as bad sometimes if
That's
you're
true.
Getting there
yeah.
to a fire much sooner.
Right. And what we found is, and actually one thing that we provide when we do install a security system is this form that you can take to your insurance provider. And what we've seen is that there is about a 15, if not more, percent discount on your sure. homeowner's insurance if you do have this connected mm-hmm. home or security system, because insurance companies know that the loss is going to be less, if you
right.
will. And so it's just, you talked about customer service. That's something that we mm-hmm. do on that side of our business that to help our customers save a little money, but also protect what's important to them.
Wow.
That's a huge peace of mind, too. Mm-hmm. You know, you're going away on vacation, and you can check on your house and, like you said, double check. You lock the front door or to make sure that the pipes haven't frozen
right,
or burst
right.
and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So
we had a situation with one of our team members was supposed to go away on a business trip.
Mm-hmm.
Circumstances happened, and it, like having a car accident
right.
on your way to work. But they ended up canceling the trip at the last moment, and come to find out, God forbid, the bottom of their water heater let go.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it was great because they weren't on the road.
Right.
But the other part was the reason why they realized that they were having a flood in their basement is the water sensor on their security system
See?
Went off. And it saves an enormous amount mm-hmm. of just the headache as
yeah.
much as anything. Don't set the financial mm-hmm. impact away or aside, the headache of cleanup and replacement and mm-hmm. where all that goes. But there is a huge opportunity for what people to protect what's yours. And I mean, you think about it, a house and a car are the two largest
right.
investments of your life, the
mm-hmm.
house being the first.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you want to protect it? And why wouldn't mm-hmm. you want to put the investment in to have a monitored system? And you're exactly right. You know, we went on vacation and we take our dog to be boarded, and mm-hmm. the kids want to be able to go online and watch the cameras, exactly. and you can see the dog playing. Well, you do the same mm-hmm. with your house, and you do the same if your kids are there, and we have working parents too. If kids come home, you can see, oh, hey, mm-hmm. how come you said you were going to be home at 4? How come it's 7?
Didn't log you in until 7.
Exactly. So,
or it's I saw you get in the refrigerator.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
yeah,
I'm supposed exactly. to have the apple on the counter.
Right. But it is. Right. It's incredibly important. Just the connected mm-hmm. piece is incredibly important.
Yeah, that's it's we're to the we are actually in the future to those yeah. smart home phone or those smart houses.
Oh yeah.
I remember when my kids were very young, mm-hmm. There was some kid movie about this smart house.
Oh,
that,
you okay.
know, the house like gets possessed.
Yeah.
Gets
yeah.
a little crazy and locks the doors when the kids shouldn't be out and
yeah, the coolest thing that I've seen recently is the connected refrigerator. As you take things in and out, as it gets to be empty, you scan the barcode, and then the refrigerator will message yeah. you, and you can actually start shopping based on what is.
Mm-hmm. You're out of milk, or you're
yeah,
low
you're
on
out
milk.
Of milk. Which yeah, but and you know,
that's a little creepy.
It is a little creepy. It is
I
a little
like
creepy,
that idea.
But
I
it's
don't
pretty
want
cool
milk.
Too. But unlike our, unlike some of the products that we have, we can do security really anywhere. Mm-hmm. We try to stay about an hour and a half to 2 hours away from kind of the Bloomington hub or some right. of our offices. But it's a great product mm-hmm. as well. So.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to ask you about security mm-hmm, systems. And mm-hmm. I know I think in the past you've also done some like assisted living systems.
We do. We have security for elderly folks if you have a parent. Right. And we have student security for students as well.
Oh, nice.
So it's really a huge and it's real adjustable or adaptable to the applications that you want mm-hmm. and that you need.
You can make it more restrictive or
Correct.
Less restrictive.
Yeah.
So.
There's applications where you can actually if you have a parent mm-hmm. that's on medications that may not be particularly compliant, you can put a little sensor on their pill bottle and it says, "Hey, I noticed that you didn't take your meds today." There's sensors that you can put on their bed to make sure that mm-hmm. they're up. If they're living alone, they want to maintain their freedom. But if mom's not up by 10 o'clock and she's always up by 8,
right.
what's going on?
Yeah.
So there's a huge number of applications, a huge number of, and it's really kind of that's giving you peace of mind mm-hmm. to know it's not necessary. It's all about peace of mind
right.
and mm-hmm. being connected. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think in this day and age, it's awesome that we can know that and that you it's very flexible and that you can
it
have
is.
It really, you know, not very restrictive at all where you just have a plain
yeah.
security system.
Correct.
Windows, doors, that kind
mm-hmm.
of thing.
Right.
Or you can go all out
you can, yeah.
and your refrigerator can text you that you need milk.
You need milk.
I want you to start the list and then order it and have it sent to the house. That's what I want.
I think that's probably a lot closer than you can imagine.
It probably is. It would make
Todd
sense.
Todd will set you up in your next
Yeah,
house.
I know. I'm loving it. I'm just waiting.
Call
yeah.
Todd.
I love this.
So we only have a couple minutes left, but I want to make sure that people, you have give the address of the Technology by Smithville store, mm-hmm. which is in the Clear Creek.
It's in Clear Creek Crossing Shopping Center. Mm-hmm. The big, right behind Wendy's, mm-hmm. right next mm-hmm. to Kroger. Mm-hmm. Everybody seems to know those two,
yep.
but it's mm-hmm. In that
South Walnut.
On the South Walnut Street.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And people can go in there and ask questions.
Absolutely.
Whether they're business or residential.
That's the truth. You can talk to Ryan or mm-hmm. one of his staff down there, and they'll be happy to help. Or they can call the office in Ellettsville, which is 812-876-2211. There's a phone tree or a prompt, and just pick out which prompt that means the most to you or is most significant to y'all, and we'll be happy to help you.
And you have offices there also in Ellettsville there, just on the way out of town, basically.
Right. That's where our headquarters
side.
Is.
That's where the headquarters yep. is. And if you go to you kind of go to the back of the building, and you'll see all these
yeah.
these
yeah.
humps.
Right.
Exactly.
These
yep.
half circles. And they
go to
say,
the second door,
yeah,
we say.
They say what they're there for.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
they'll let you know. But thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. It's been a lot of fun.
Great.
It's always good to see you.
Thank you. Remember that if you miss any part of our program, you can find our podcast at the WGCLradio.com website and at the FC Tucker Bloomington Facebook page.